You're listening to NewsRamp Business and Corporate. Today is Monday afternoon, March 30th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice, details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
Investor news breaks: Battalion Oil Corporation, NYSE American, BAT secures $15 million private placement, led by institutional investor. Battalion Oil Corporation, NYSE American, BATL, has secured a $15 million private placement, led by an institutional investor. The agreement includes pre-funded warrants at $5.50 per share, with net proceeds expected to be around $14.10 million. Roth Capital Partners will serve as the sole placement agent. The funds will be used for working capital and general corporate purposes, with the closing scheduled for March 4, 2026.
Mission IR news breaks: SEGG Media Corporation, NASDA, Q, SEGG, LETRYW appoints Velocé executives to drive growth strategy. SEGG Media Corporation, NASDA, Q, SEGG, LETRYW has appointed Daniel Bailey as Chief Commercial Officer and Jack Clark as Chief Strategy Officer following the Velocé acquisition. The company is focusing on integration, execution, and monetization with a 90-day plan. With experience in scaling Velocé Media Group, the new executives aim to drive global partnerships and revenue growth. SEG Media targets near-term expansion through digital assets like sports.com, concerts.com, and ticketstub.com, emphasizing operational efficiency and disciplined strategy to enhance shareholder value.
Critical Infrastructure Technologies provides Nexus production and sales update. Critical Infrastructure Technologies Limited provides an update on the production and sales activity for the Nexus Tourney. Key highlights include the final stages of assembly for Nexus 1 Green before shipping to Poland, Nexus 2 Yellow and fit out for delivery to Southern Greenland, and completion of fabrication for Nexus 3, 4, and 5. Purchase order issued for two more Nexus 20 units, with $8,400,000 in revenue potential from requests for quote. CEO Brenton Scott emphasizes the progress and scalability of the Nexus platform.
Dr. Patrick Ojo, author of Freedom for Pharmacy, has signed with Creative Management Partners CMP agent Alan Morrell. CMP will represent Dr. Ojo's commercial rights across all platforms, including literary works, broadcasts, speaking engagements, and more. Dr. Ojo, a U.S. citizen and pharmacy professional, expressed excitement about the partnership, while Agent Alan Morrell highlighted Dr. Ojo's significance in the industry.
Metwork news breaks: Z Polymers Inc. secures strategic investment from Curehar Corporation to advance Telomer platform. Z Polymers Inc. secures a strategic investment from Curehar Corporation to advance its Telomer platform. The investment, part of Z Polymers' Series Seed financing, includes a joint development agreement to expedite the commercialization of its liquid crystal polymer platform. This collaboration aims to enhance high-performance polymer fibers and additive manufacturing materials for industrial applications.
LT350 releases white paper detailing distributed power sovereign AI infrastructure for the inference economy. The white paper explores LT350's modular canopy architecture, transforming parking lots into AI inference nodes. This innovative approach aims to address the growing demand for AI workloads by providing power-sovereign, latency-optimized solutions. Learn more on the LT350 website.
BioStem Technologies announces the publication of its audited financial statements for fiscal years 2024 and 2025, marking a significant step towards a NASDAQ uplisting. The financial statements are now available for review on the OTC Markets website, demonstrating the company's commitment to robust financial reporting processes and corporate advancement initiatives.
Mission IR News Breaks. NextPlat Corp. NADAQ, NXPL, NXPL, NXPLW has approved a 1-for-10 reverse stock split effective April 6, 2026, to help regain compliance with NASDAQ's minimum bid price requirement. Trading on a split-adjusted basis will begin on April 7th under the existing ticker NXPL, and the split aims to reduce outstanding shares from 27.0 million to about 2.7 million, broadening investor interest. Tiny Gems Breaks. Knightscope Inc. reports 2025 results, targets triple-digit growth in 2026. Knightscope reported full-year 2025 revenue of $11.30 million, up 5% year-over-year, with a net loss widening to $33.80 million. The company aims for triple-digit revenue growth in 2026 after acquiring Event Risk and scaling its autonomous security platform. Knightscope ended the year with $20.60 million in cash, nearly doubling from 2024.
Investor News Breaks AI Maverick Intel Inc. enters LOI to acquire HEA Access Canada. AI Maverick Intel has entered a non-binding letter of intent to acquire 100% of HEAL Access Canada, Inc., a subsidiary of Heal Group Holdings, Inc. The proposed deal includes 20 million exchangeable shares and a secured vendor take-back note of approximately $5 million. The transaction is expected to provide AMV with an initial operating platform within Heal's AI-enabled healthcare ecosystem, with a definitive agreement targeted by May 29, 2026.
CESS Innovations expands global opportunity with regulatory approval of the SSI Mantra surgical robotic system in Colombia, Oman, Sri Lanka, and Kenya. SS Innovations expands global opportunity with regulatory approval of the SSI Mantra surgical robotic system in Colombia, Oman, Sri Lanka, and Kenya. The company believes its cost-effective technology will democratize access to cutting-edge robotic surgery in underserved regions. With approvals in multiple countries, SS Innovations is on track to penetrate new markets while pursuing FDA and CE certifications in the US and Europe.
I'm Good For You, Sunday, Wednesday. Edited. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.